More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Contests to name a snowplow are becoming more common around Idaho. It's a great way to involve and educate kids about what road departments do every year to get ready for winter weather. And for the past 2 years, we've told you about NAMPA's Name That Plow contest, where elementary school kids came up with names like Darth Blader and Frosty the Snowplow. Well, now the Idaho Transportation Department is joining in the fun with its first Name a Snowplow contest, and it's targeted at 8th grade students who are just about the right age to start driver's training. So joining us now to tell us more about the contest and about how ITD prepares for winter road conditions are Ellen Matilla, a public information officer with Idaho Transportation Department, and Vince Tromboli, transportation program manager. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Good afternoon, Gemma.
Hi. So, Ellen, let me start with you. Why did the Transportation Department want to start up its own Name a Snowplow contest?
You know, this program has proven popular for cities like NAMPA and the Ada County Highway District and also in other states. And we felt like it was a great opportunity to help spread awareness about snowplow safety and also have a little fun in the process.
Okay. And so, Ellen, why did you decide to really make this target 8th graders?
Yeah. You know, you can get your learner's permit at 14 and a half in Idaho. So a lot of those 8th graders, driver's ed is on the horizon for them. So we kind of wanted to get them thinking about winter driving safety and snowplow safety as they, you know, move into that period of their lives where they're going to start learning how to drive.
So how will the contest itself work, Ellen?
We are asking 8th grade classrooms in Idaho to submit names. We've partnered with the Department of Ed to distribute a submission form and some things like an educational PowerPoint to teachers. So they have until the end of October to submit names, and then we'll vote internally with our ITD employees to pick 12 names and assign those to plows across the state.
Okay, well, I can't wait to find out what these kids come up with. I have a 7th grader, and I don't know if I would trust him with naming anything. So I'm excited to see what they come up with.
We have faith in Idaho's 8th graders.
Good. Vince, the Idaho Transportation Department has something like 12,000 miles of roads to take care of every year. Can you talk to us a little bit how you get ready for these winter road conditions here in Idaho?
Yeah. And, you know, about half of those lane miles or near half of those lane miles are actually here in the Treasure Valley, Gemma. And it's a lot of work. We switch from a summer operation to a winter operation on drop of a hat. Once the snow starts flying, we have to be ready. So our mechanics and our operators are right now switching over our trucks, which in the summer have dump beds on them, and they're transitioning to winter operations where they put the hoppers for carrying the materials and the plows on the front of the trucks as well. So basically they switch them from a dump truck to a snowplow.
So how do you know how much salt and sand and de-icer to have on hand every year? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes we have a snowmageddon and then other times we, you know, it might get cold, but we don't necessarily right. have much snow.
Well, certainly that's the way we will see it here in the valley. We do get a fair amount up in the mountains, and quite a mm-hmm. bit of our district is the mountainous terrain. But we have about 25,000 tons of sand right now, which fills all of our sand sheds across District 3, which is 10 counties, north to New Meadows, south to Nevada, over to Glens Ferry and Oregon. So we've got a pretty big swath of the area. And you know, we know every year how much we put out. We track it very diligently to keep track of the rate and the amount that we apply every year on the roads.
So, Vince, I know this is a question you guys get all the time. And I think, you know, some people are going to be happy about it. Some people aren't. And yeah. that is, how do you prioritize which roads mm-hmm. that you get to first?
Well, volume, I mean, primarily. You know, the interstate in, through this valley, it has probably the greatest priority. But we have different areas that are responsible for different roadways. So for instance, if you're in the Weezer Midvale area, right on the western end of our district, You have US 95 that goes north south, the primary north south freeway in Idaho. That's their primary road. They have some smaller highways that come off at like 71 that goes to Brownlee, but we'll plow that 71. But once it becomes, you know, a heavy storm, we'll put all our focus on 95. It's no different than the interstate, right? We'll put our focus mm-hmm. on the interstate and all the surrounding roadways. But if the storm gets really strong, all of the plows maybe on the U.S. highway or even on the state highways will shift and prioritize around the interstate.
You know, Ellen, winter driving can be frustrating, right? And I mean, we see people get a little frustrated sometimes behind the wheel. Are you kind of hopeful that doing this contest, you know, naming these snowplows, will at least help kids maybe better understand the challenges that your department faces every winter? And frankly, maybe it'll rub off on some of their parents.
Yeah, we definitely want to spark conversation with families. And so hopefully if people see those named plows out there, they think twice about, you know, getting too close to them with their vehicles. They give them plenty of room to work because, yeah. you know, the safest place is behind the plow, but we don't want you too close to the plow because we don't want you to slide and run into the back of it, which happened quite a few times last winter.
Oh, and, okay. Yeah, we don't need that.
Well, and I was just going to add, Gemma, that really hits close to home for us because we want the gentlemen who take care of the roadways to come home every night in the same condition they left. So we really ask people that when they're driving around plows that they do it safely because those guys, they're doing everything they can to make the road safe for you. So we ask that you're safe around them.
No, such a good point. And Yeah. I mean, the men and women who drive the plows. Yeah. And with that said, Ellen, I'm curious. So once you name the winners of the snowplow naming contest, do the kids get to go out and, I guess, meet their snowplow, or how will that all work?
Yeah, we will be bringing those plows to the schools that picked the winning name and doing what we call a snow visit, and snow stands for safely navigate our winters. We have a little presentation that we do, and we bring the snowplow so the kids can, you know, get up close with the equipment and sort of see what it's really like. But we also do snow visits for any school or community organization. So if that's something that you think would be really valuable to your community, we will come out and bring a snowplow and talk to you about snowplow safety.
Well, it's so important. I mean, especially I think we all kind of get a little bit green behind the wheel right on that first snowfall. So always good to check in. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking with us. We've been speaking with Ellen Matilla, she and Vince Tromboli. They're with the Idaho Transportation Department talking about the new Name a Snowplow contest, but also how the Idaho Transportation Department prepares for winter weather. I know it's 80 some degrees outside, but winter's going to be here before we know it. We will put links on our website for the contest, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.